Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of this podcast, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive, and my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Alrighty, welcome back. It is August. I can already say September. No, it's August 17th, 2008. It's the Adventures in Podcasting show in the podcasting studios here, and it's about 10 minutes to 8 now. And we're going to have a most definitely short show this week because I was a slacker, and I was actually out of the office for 3 days this week. So didn't get a lot done, but in the show, as always, the format will be the same, yet I'm just going to skip over a couple things. So I guess it's the same but different. Podcasting update, it's PSD podcasting updates, RSS updates I'm going to skip by this week, no updates, no new tools this week, and I do have a couple things to share with you for other items worth mentioning. And rather than really play a transition tune at this point, I'm just going to drop right into the first issue or first item there. And I've been thinking a little bit, and I've been thinking about WordPress, because if you've been listening for a little bit, or you're a longtime listener, you know that I moved my podcast site about 6 months ago. And I moved it over to WordPress. It's actually hosted under GoDaddy now. And it's running off a Linux box, all that good stuff. And I got to say, I like the WordPress. I like the PodPress plugin. And I'm thinking about this versus the Apple Podcast server. And what's going through my brain is, man, I really like the podcast and the PodPress plugin with WordPress. And so let me give you a little bit of background on here, what got me thinking. Last weekend, I sent out an email district-wide, and it had audio attached with it. And with that audio, normally in the past, I would post those on my podcast site on the Apple Podcast server at work. And I couldn't get into the thing, and it kind of frustrated with me. And, I figured, well, maybe I need to reboot it. Something's goofy going on, because I was in it a couple days earlier. Unfortunately, I can't get into it from here because it does require an Apple machine to actually remote into it or have to physically walk in the room. And that's a real bummer because most of the other servers that I manage, I can get into from my PC on my desk, or I get into my laptop. And I can VPN in, remote in, and basically it's like I'm sitting in the cold room, and which I like that because it's quite a bit warmer than the cold room. But nonetheless, that's something that got me thinking. And then the other issue I had with that is some of the customizations I had done got undone about a year ago with the Apple server. So I'm in this position right now where I've got a server that's running almost two-year-old load of an OS. We've got the disk for the new OS, but the upgrade process is a bit of a challenge from the way I understand it. Requires to actually pull my content off, rebuild the machine, and then put my content back on. There's no real migration process for the podcast portion of that or the blogging portion of that server. So I'm not saying I'm unhappy with it, but I'm certainly not thrilled with the way this thing has to be upgraded. So, and the other bummer is that because I lack quite a bit of knowledge in how to run an Apple server, I have to go out and find somebody else to do this. So without being able to see one of the new servers and how cool they function, I'm a little leery on going down any more roads here. So nonetheless, I've been tinkering with this WordPress blog. Both my personal blog and my podcasting site are both running on WordPress, and then I've added the PodPress plugin to both sites. So now my blog's got audio with it, and obviously this has audio with it because you're listening to it. And all the other cool things you can do with WordPress. So I'm starting to lean toward, I wonder what this would look like if we stuck in a WordPress blog site. And I actually went as far as down to the bookstore to pick up a book on WordPress and started to thumb through it. And, where this got me going is I was looking for another project, and I came across the ability to do WordPress for multiple users. So I'm really starting to toy with the thought of going in and looking at this. So I suppose you know, we'll see what happens on that. But if we can pull this off, still have the ability to actually have a real blog look and feel, put pictures in it, all that good stuff, plus be able to add the audio in here, I think that would be a killer application. So I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater yet, but I'm certainly ready to warm up the bathwater, if you'll say. God, that's a weird analogy, isn't it? All righty. And moving right along, what happened last week? And it was interesting. I don't know if anybody else knows other than Peggy, which may tell me that, hi, Peggy, might just be me and you here. But last week, if you were to play this show on the webpage, it actually played the correct show. But in iTunes, it downloaded the audio cast of the email I sent out to the district. This is just really strange. And she emailed me this before I left out of town. I checked it. Sure enough, you know, it's the right podcast. I downloaded the file, everything playing right. I was just shaking my head and ended up had to leave town, couldn't mess with it. So earlier this afternoon, I finally decided I'm going to dig and start playing with this thing, try to figure out what's going on. I went as far as deleting the last episode, deleted number post 117, put it back in. And sure enough, had the exact same problem in iTunes. Unsubscribed in iTunes, resubscribed, all that good stuff. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. Couldn't figure it out. So finally went in and I made another one. So if you actually look in the listings, you'll have a podcast 117 and you'll have podcast 117 reloaded and remixed, something like that. And the one thing I did notice as I was looking through that, as I'm trying to figure out where it came from that, or where did that MP3 from the school district come from, because it's literally posted on a school district server. So how could this be getting picked up in iTunes? And lo and behold, I had a link to it because I talked about it in last week's show. And so what I figure is the way iTunes reads that XML file, it says first MP3 file we see, make it so in iTunes. But the PodPress plugin actually pointed to the correct one. So it played correctly in the web browser. But the way iTunes picked up in the reading of the file, the XML content, was to pick the first one it saw. So sure enough, when I posted in the repost version, I took the link to the MP3 out of that story, and boom, everything works good. So lesson learned. Try that one for a help desk call. That'd be a fun one. So that was kind of fun, and I think it's time to move on to, let's see, RSS updates. There we go. Got nothing to say on that. Sorry, folks, and we'll skip right along. Moving right along to the next one on the list, that would be RSS and podcasting tools. Nope. Nothing going on there. So that brings us to other items worth mentioning, and we're at 7 minutes and 45 seconds. I told you this was going to be fast. Excuse me. Pardon me. Alrighty, what do I want to say here? Okay, so same game. My Web 2.0 class is still on hold. I'm waiting on my editor to get that done, although she did promise me she'd start working on it. And hopefully she does, so I can sit in here and talk into the microphone to myself some more. And the other thing that I want to share with you is a couple of stories that showed up in my Delicious bookmark. So, of course, you can check these out in the show notes. And if you check out my Delicious account and search for AIP or AIP118, you'll get to that. Obviously, Delicious with the AIP Adventures in Podcasting will show everything I've ever talked about since I've been doing this. And then the 118 would be this show. But nonetheless, a couple of stories that my buddy John Evans up in Canada put in my Delicious bookmarks for. And one of these is Young Minds, Fast Times, the 21st Century Digital Learner. And this is one of those wow articles. If this isn't a wake-up call, I don't know what is. And I, you know, this thing is so big. I can't say so big. The article is about a standard article. There's a whole bunch of comments in here. And I gotta say that I actually didn't go through and read the comments, but I did read the article. And what I found absolutely amazing in here is this is from a speaker who's actually talking about engaging the kids in the conversation of learning. And you know, without paraphrasing, because I really truly think you need to read this. This is something that when I get offline here, it's going to my boss, the superintendent, and so forth, because I think this is something that we should consider. And the gist of this, or the moral of it, is he's actually engaging kids and asking them how they want to learn. And he gets into that kind of that debate on, you know, kids have been bored since day one. And I suppose that's fair. I think I said I was bored several times. Of course, I made that comment to my dad once. That was a bad thing to say. I think I wound up up chopping wood or something, and that's really a good thing to do when it's 112 out. But nonetheless, I never told him I was bored again. But I digress. So at any rate, this is just absolutely fascinating, and it also has a note and a link into one of my favorite terms of continuous partial attention, and they've actually coined this as CPA, and it talks about that. So I've actually threatened to, or actually said a few times, I've become more ADD the longer I work in computers. And so there's a little little note in here about people having a continuous partial attention, and I would agree with that. I think I'm certainly that way, and if you listen to this podcast, you'd probably have to agree with that as well. So again, I don't want to go in and actually try to paraphrase any of this. I really would encourage you to actually watch, read this article, because it's absolutely phenomenal. And you know, if it feels like a wake-up call, it ought to be a wake-up call, because I think we're missing the boat here. And I think given the fact that we have a very, very intelligent group of kids, not that we were stupid when we were kids, but, you know, it's a different world, and they have different opinions. And, you know, God forbid somebody would actually ask me what I thought about my learning. That would have been really cool. So, hey, why don't we try it here? So take a peek at this. Again, this is Young Minds, Fast Times, the 21st Century Digital Learner. So check it out. I think there's some good stuff in there. And then the other story is students and teachers from K-12 hit the podcast. And this is pretty typical of one of those articles about podcasting. It's almost like, hey, this is just brand new. And, you know, I can't beat on this from that standpoint, because the more this is actually talked about, the more these things actually make it into mainstream media. And, of course, this one's in the New York Times. And so the more we get this stuff in front of mainstream world, the better chance it's got. You know, we've got the early adopters, but we're at that stalemate stage where if we don't get the mainstream educators on board here, we run a good chance of it kind of floundering here. So, you know, it's one of those things where you got the ball rolling pretty good, but if you don't keep giving it a nudge once in a while, it's going to start to slow down. So I like this. It's a good one. It's another good one just to kind of, if you got other people in your district that are kind of on the fence about it, you know, toss it out there, say, look, other people are doing this. This is how they're using it, et cetera, et cetera. So it's worth your read. Take you about maybe about 5 minutes to read both of them, 10 if you get irritated like I did. And then, of course, you know, how do we fix this? And irritated is not the right word, but I get kind of motivated. What should we do to get moving on? And maybe when I get done talking here, it's time to email these to my boss and say, okay, boss, let's sit down and brainstorm how we can make this happen. So at any rate, take some time, click the links, check it out, and, you know, enjoy it. And then I figured the last thing I did is a little shameless self-promotion here and tell you why I was out this week. I actually got to do a presentation on staff development, which was really fun, because I normally have to go in and do presentations on technology things, and this time I didn't have to. I was actually invited in to do a presentation to talk to some new technology computer coordinators, and these folks have interesting jobs. They left the classroom, and they're kind of a dual role between a technology integration specialist and a network technician. And, you know, wow, that's a tough job. So nonetheless, I got to go in and speak to them about it. And then today when I got done talking with them, they asked me if they could have my presentation. And of course, you know me, I'd share everything. So I sat down behind the microphone last night, actually read my script and put it in through Movie Maker, created a video out of my PowerPoint and all that good stuff. And today I got it posted up on TeacherTube and Google Video. So you can check that out. I put a link in the show notes, and there's PowerPoint in there, and there's PDF files of the PowerPoints, and then of course there's the MPEG videos, and of course iPod version of it as well. And then if you want to click the link on the web page, you can check it out there also. So basically I just thought I'd share that out there if anybody cares to check it out, because that's the reason I didn't get any work done. So I guess it's time to say I'm done talking, and we're at about 14 minutes. That's not too bad. See, I told you it was going to be quick. And so I guess it's time to say my name again is Sean Wheeler. I always welcome your comments and feedback. Feel free to drop me an email. You can find me at seanwheeler.name. That would be sweeler@seanwheeler.name. Click the link, drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, folks, If it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.